The Surf Life Saving Tasmania Awards of Excellence were held last week, and not surprisingly, the North West Coast dominated. One club in particular, though, was head and shoulders above the rest. It was the Burnie Surf Life Saving Club. The president is Shane Askew, who joins me now. Good morning, Shane.
Thank you. Glad to be on air.
Yeah, congratulations, I've got to say, to you and the club. Took up a heap of awards, six awards, in fact, including Club of the Year, Volunteer of the Year, Athlete of the Year, Youth Athlete of the Year, Official of the Year, Team of the Year. Pretty big year for you.
Yeah, it has been. It's a real testament to the hard work that the club has put in across a lot of areas of life saving. So it's great to be recognised amongst our peers.
And to be named Club of the Year, that's pretty prestigious, isn't it?
It is. We're the oldest club in Tasmania. We celebrated our 100th year early in the season, which was probably delayed 12 months because of COVID. So to cap off sort of that year, it's really nice to be recognised. It's a great feat.
Icing on the cake, so to speak. And not just the club, but a few individual awards. And Jacqueline de Jong, Volunteer of the Year. Well deserved, from what I hear.
Yeah, absolutely. Jacqueline joined Surf Club because her children were involved. And while she's not a traditional lifesaver, she found a way to assist the club in other means, and her administration, officially on the beach at carnivals and stuff, has gone a long way to helping the club, and it's truly deserving and rewarding for Jacqueline herself.
Yeah, and that's probably, it's a reminder that there's not just, it's not all about competitions, it's not all about, patrols. There's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes as well.
Yeah, it certainly is. We are a community-based club, and we like to think of ourselves as a hub of the community, so we assist in lots of different ways. And there's traditional in between the flags where we patrol the beach and keep it safe. We assist in rescue situations. We had a member of the club who went to New South Wales with the SES for when they had their flooding earlier in the year and assisted them. We help at local, the Burnie Tens, and then we have all the building better humans, I suppose, better people with all our awards and programs that we have at the club.
And the numbers, I think, members, correct me if I'm wrong, but your membership's in the hundreds, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Like, we got about 350 members at the club at the present time.
Wow.
And that includes nippers from our periwinkles, which are the 5 and 6 year olds, right through to our opens and our masters competitors. So it's a good mix, and we're hoping to build on that. We've got a couple of new programs that will be starting in the new year, so it'll be good.
I don't think any sporting club on the Northwest Coast has got a membership like that. Why do you think it is?
Surf Life Saving is that iconic Australian thing to do. So we have a very large nipper base, so people, families come down, and we have a lot of people who have been members before, and they bring their children through, and then we have new families who want to teach their kids to be water safe and how to handle themselves in the ocean, and that just flows through. So we really work on capturing that nipper base and building programs to keep the teenagers and the youth involved and show them the pathways that are out there in life saving. And then there's a heap of pathways. Surf Life Saving Tas have just released a new program of pathways for youth, and there's lots of stuff out there that they can get involved in, from driving swift water rescue boats and jet boats and all sorts of things. So it's a great organisation and something to be proud to be involved in.
And the competition side of it brings a lot of joy to a lot of people as well, and again, the coastal clubs seem to have dominated that for such a long time.
Yeah, definitely. So Burnie has a really proud tradition of competition and has competed well at the both national and international level, as well as dominating the state scene for some years. But we got other clubs. Jack Latham from Ulverston picked up a bronze medal at the Aussies in the 2K run this year, and Ulverston have got a really good crew coming through. And then you got clubs like Devonport and Port Sorell, who've got a small base of competitors that are doing really well. And then Penguin's going to host the Nipper State titles again. But from a Burnie point of view, we really work on our surf sports. We have one of the biggest surf sports teams in the state, and we push that through to represent really well at the national level. And Elsie, and who won the Senior Athlete of the Year, and Alex, who won the Youth, you know, both made finals at the Australian titles in earlier this year. And then the Nathan Cross and Brad Rubock, who won Team of the Year. Nathan won medals in the Masters competition as well as making finals in the Open competition. So, and then you've got Jerry Norton, who, an ex-president, has been around for a long time, and he's still paddling at that highest level. So, yeah, surf sports is a big part of Burnie Surf Club, and it's a way of replicating what we do when we're on patrol and keeping our members engaged.
And the two you referred to there, Elsie, of course, is Elsie Menzies, who was named Athlete of the Year, and Alex is Alex Woodhouse, who was named Youth Athlete of the Year. And from what I'm gathering from what you're saying there is that the club has got a very strong and bright future ahead of it.
Yeah, it certainly has. They train hard, and it's a just reward for their the effort they put in. And Elsie's moving into, while she's still competing, but she's moved into a coaching role to help mentor and coach for the younger members in the coming season. Unfortunately, Alex will be relocating for work to the Sunshine Coast, and he'll be taking up with another club, Maroochydore, I believe. So he'll succeed up there. But our club is in really strong hands. We've got a great team of coaches. And yeah, we're looking forward for another big season.
And I guess even though you've got 350 members, you always take more?
Yeah, absolutely. Always looking for new members and across any range. So in the coming weeks, we'll have all our sign-on and registration about to hit the public social pages. So we'll, anyone who wants to come down and join, whether it's the Nipper program or the senior program, and get involved in surf lifesaving, come and join Burnie Surf Club.
Yep, and if you're not in Burnie, there's other clubs across the coast, so we're just as keen to have you, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. From Boat Harbour right through to Bridport, all the clubs are looking for members, and it's a great, as I said, iconic Australian club, community, sporting organisation, and yeah, you get a lot of enjoyment out of joining any of the local surf clubs.
Good on you, Shane. Congratulations once again to you and the Burnie Surf Lifesaving Club. Wonderful results in the Surf Lifesaving Tasmania Awards of Excellence. Thanks for your time this morning.
No worries. Thank you.